The biggest thing that is different that is just that the traveling part and meeting all the artists in person
For
and
sure.
seeing their work in person for the first time, that was all completely cut out. Like it was just completely online. Tony and I were sending images back to each other. Yeah, the whole face-to-face thing, which is what we love to do and gets us out of the house, that was obviously completely just went out the
Right. Yeah. And
window.
then I think following that, like just then I feel like just the artists kind of even us like going to their studios and visiting with them and them coming to us, like it doesn't feel like you can do it amidst the pandemic and all this stuff that's going on, but it just felt like 5 degrees harder to like do it because like everything moves so fast virtually. A lot of the artists are prepared, thank goodness, like they have portfolios ready to go, but it's different, like Maria says, because we viewed everything online and seeing it in physical time in real time is like such a huge thing for us, since we've worked with so many artists and fields and mediums. I don't know, that's how I felt for sure. And I know we talked about it a lot during install, so, or
Oh
at the
yeah.
show too.
And you weren't able to have a show for everyone to come to. You had to take appointments. How did that go?
It went fine. I was really happy with the amount of people we were able to come to see the show despite all of that. And we were able to space out everybody and it was safe. And we had, I think, maybe five people in the gallery at once total, because a few people popped down that just had been out and still wanted to come support us. But it was nice. It was obviously different, but
100 times different.
But I still felt the support, and the fact that we got people to come down and see it at all made me really happy.
Yeah, the appointments are still coming in and the requests to see it virtually even are coming in. So that's a huge perk.
What did you learn about your artists and the way they've been handling the pandemic? Because that was the theme of the show.
There was just a lot of positivity, coming out of the negative experience that they had been having, and that, they were just so thankful that we were even still able to have an exhibition, because for a lot of them, all of their projects had kind of been canceled.
And it's almost like it didn't faze them because a lot of them were like, well, this is kind of the life of solitude and isolation that we work with. And some were able to like massive production of just works and really, really great bodies. I know one of the artists was like, well, I had some time and I delved into new projects and all this other stuff.
As curators, what have each of you learned from all of these pivots and changes and ups and downs this past year that you'll take with you as you continue your careers?
I think that, I don't know, like Tony and I have been, we have had all walks of life working with so many different artists coming in and out and even changing spaces and being on one side of town and then going to the other side of 10th Street, it gives me more confidence in what we can do and what we can put out there.
Since we have done so much of it so differently, I mean, even in physical time, I feel like the only time I saw Maria was like practically at install and at the show. But even with that, it was like having that kind of space away and time away. I mean, we just brainstormed and had so many ideas. And I think, like, it's such a cliched saying of all these projects that people were like fast tracking and thinking of like for, 2024, we are like trying to implement ASAP. And I think it's a huge perk for us. And I'm excited.
Well, we need your creativity, we need your positivity, and we need the two of you around. So thank you for everything that you do, and we look forward to the next show. Be well.
Thank
Awesome.
you, Jill. We
Thank you,
appreciate it.
Jill.